Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
And I'm very pleased to welcome James Redman, Abs Off Casualty, to our studio in Bristol today. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, just hot-footed it off set, actually, as I believe you have. You've been filming this morning, haven't you?
I have, yes. I'm a fellow thespian now.
Isn't it hard work?
Oh.
And underpaid?
Well, actually, I wasn't there very long, to be honest. I was in and out. But, is it hard work, generally?
No, it's easy, isn't it? It pays really well.
You weren't in my scene today, though.
I know. I've heard it was still all right, though.
It was fine, yeah. You must be upset that we didn't get the chance to work together.
Well, yeah, I was all, you know, ready for you.
Mm. What fascinates me about Casualty is the first 10 minutes is really harrowing.
Yeah.
When you're just thinking, oh, God, what's going to... Oh, no, don't clean those windows.
Don't fall off that stepladder.
Yeah. What's your kind of favourite Casualty horrific injury? Because we've all got one.
There are a few, actually. Impalements are always good.
Mm.
I like watching those. Yeah.
I remember the classic one a few years ago where the window cleaner was cleaning some windows above some really spiky railings.
I couldn't see that
one coming at all, could you?
No.
No.
There were a few sort of quite rude injuries. They're always funny to watch, you know, and you sort of wince more when you hear about those and do scenes with someone who's, you know, damaged themselves privately.
Mm. Yeah,
shall we say?
Yeah, they don't make you go through with that, and actually, don't have to. See
no,
it,
I
though.
Mean, some actors are method, so they will make sure.
What, so they just whop their wanger out, would they?
Yeah, they would.
Would they?
Yeah.
What to get into the role?
Yeah.
Right, that's a revelation. Anyone's in particular? Just asking for research.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now you were saying that when you go out in Bristol where you film Casualty, it's a little different than when you were in Hollyoaks and you used to go out in Liverpool.
Yeah, because. I mean, my dad's a Scouse. I've got Scouse sort of family, and it's a bit different up there because people sort of abuse you first. They go, "All right, mate, you're rubbish on TV." And you go, "Thanks." They go, "Oh, he's all right. Do you want a drink?" And you go, "All right, then." Whereas here, they're really affectionate and friendly. "All right, mate, do you want to come out with us all night?" And you go, "Well, I might not. Come on." Like that, and they start giving you hugs, and they're all sort of sweaty. And but that's not the whole city. I don't want to alienate my hometown.
James won't ever go out in Bristol ever again now.
That's it.
Now, I'm a reporter who turns up to cover the story about the man who's fallen down a hole.
Mm.
And this is the second...
What a scoop that is.
I tell you, yeah. I'm there on the scene of the crime, isn't there? Paul Lang, City Eye. What do you think, because this is my second appearance now, about maybe a spin-off show?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for one for myself, though.
Right,
so
okay, no,
get in line.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking, well, I'd like to say BBC One. It'll probably be more BBC Three.
Yeah.
And it's going to feature my character, maybe a reporter by day, like crime fighter by night. I don't think that's been done before.
Massive womaniser.
Yeah, properly, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that, like, Torchwood is an anagram of Doctor Who. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah. Isn't that clever?
Isn't
like Posh Paws was at Swap Shop.
Yeah. So we've kind of played around with the word casualty a bit to see if I can come up with some kind of title for my show. Doesn't work. Nothing
doesn't,
in
no.
casualty. However, Paul Lang, which is my character, anal plug. What do you think?
That's good.
Yeah?
Is that broadcastable?
I don't know.
And cut. We'll go once more.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know the unofficial Mills website?
Vaguely.
They got me lots of birthday messages last week because it was my birthday.
They did, yes.
They're still coming in.
Still?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'd like you to listen to this one. It's Sylvie Blackmore off of BBC Radio Solent.
As I hit the play button on that song, Extreme More Than Words, I got a lovely email from Drew Peacock. Drew, hi, and thanks very much indeed. He said, Sylvie, please could you wish Scott a happy birthday and wish him good luck for the week. He's had a lot of bad luck recently, and hopefully your mention can change all that. Drew, I hope it really does for Scott. Scott, do have a fantastic birthday, and I thought that song was kind of perfect for you. Your requests, your dedications, and, of course, your subject matter of musical instruments, all to come up on the show between now and 7 o'clock this evening.
So she thought the perfect song for me would be Extreme More Than
Words.
Well,
who can doubt her? Mm.
And you did hear her right.
Got a lovely email from Drew Peacock.
That's from Drew Peacock. Mm.
What do you think her subject matter of musical instruments means?
Well, I switched off at that point, to be honest. Now, there's another guy called Nick Robbins, who's on BBC Radio Stoke. Yeah. Now, he did do me a birthday message. I'm not going to play you that, because he has the most amazing quiz ever, which I need you to hear right now.
Are you clever? Or are you clueless? Show what you know in the Clueless Quiz on BBC Radio Stoke.
Now, I'm thinking we could nick that and they wouldn't notice.
I like the music already.
I do. Listen to the intro.
It's time for the Clueless Quiz. 21 minutes now, 2, 3 o'clock. And look, it's Evelyn in Biddulph. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
What are
How
you
are
up
you?
To? I'm all right, thank you for asking.
Now, Evelyn, as it will become clear, isn't the sharpest tool in the box. Listen.
Motorists in which country suffer the most vehicle breakdowns? Sorry, which county, excuse me, suffer which most vehicle breakdowns according to a new survey?
I haven't got a clue.
Sorry?
I haven't got a clue.
No, I just may have helped you then. Which county?
Which county?
Yeah, have the most vehicle breakdowns.
Stoke-on-Trent?
Sorry?
Stoke-on-Trent?
No, sorry?
Stoke-on-Trent?
No, that's not a county. That's...
Oh, right, well, I don't know then.
He's giving you the answer, Evelyn. Take the bait.
Think of a county down south somewhere.
Think of a county down south.
Sorry?
Devon, Cornwall, anything like that?
Farther east. Farther east.
Farther east.
How many clues can you give? Sorry? It's Surrey,
no.
Evelyn. God.
Oh, no. I'm lost.
Sorry?
I'm lost on this. Because I'm not a motorist.
So it's not as far as Kent.
It's not as far as Kent.
Sorry?
It isn't as far as Kent.
No.
Bless her. Bless Evelyn. Sorry?
No, I haven't got a clue.
Sorry?
I haven't got a clue. I'm afraid I'm lost as when I get as far as Napsley Corner.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, it is farther away than that.
Yes, definitely.
Guildford. What county is Guildford in?
Guildford?
Sorry?
Essex. Sussex.
No.
No, I haven't got a clue.
Right, OK. It's near Sussex. It's not too far from Sussex. Very posh part of South London. Sorry, am I going to have to tell you?
Mm.
Sorry?
I think you are.
Oh, sorry. It was sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Right.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Was the... If only we could give clues.
It's all right.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
My name's Nick. I'm ringing up regarding your casualty injuries.
Oh, yeah. We had James Abs from Casualty in earlier, and we were just talking about all the brilliant injuries they've had on over the years.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I must have been about 6 or 7, I got my private bits caught in my zip and my jeans. I've got a 6.5-inch scar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
From base to tip.
Yeah, I've got a 10-inch scar I have, Scott. And that's only half of it.
No, no, I wouldn't go that far. I was going to the toilet and my friends were calling me, so I was rushing and I caught all of the skin and actually managed to close the whole zip.
Ah!
So obviously you can imagine it's pretty painful.
I'm trying not
to. I went running to my mum, who is a trained nurse.
So she'd know what to do, right?
Yeah, 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 she was wonderful. She delicately grabbed hold of the zip at the top and yanked it down.
No! Podcast. Radio 1. Did you hear Bob Sinclair in for Pete Tong on Friday night?
No, I've heard about this, but no, I didn't hear it.
He was absolutely brilliant. It's so good.
In what way?
Have a listen.
Salut à tous, it's the official start of the weekend. I'm your host, DJ Bob Sinclair from Paris, France. Welcome to the show.
He's not French. Good morning.
Do you think he's been to my accent school?
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what you could do now, right?
Yeah.
Because I think his French accent's up there with yours.
Yeah.
If you could just listen.
Okay.
And repeat.
Listen and repete.
Repete.
Okay.
So, yeah. First of all, the supposedly real Frenchman, Bob Sinclair, and then your French accent, if you will.
Yeah. I have a lot of amazing tunes for you.
I have a lot of amazing tunes for you.
You see?
What? Am I more real French than his?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
and also a special bag I brought with me, with a baguette, with a special cheese called Camembert, and of course, you know, a bottle of wine called Beaujolais Village. I have to respect my roots, of course. You know the French guy?
Uh-huh. I also have onions around my neck. I'm riding a bike and wearing a stripy top. Any more stereotypes you want to put in there, Bob? Now, do you remember as well, because when we were making the emo boys cry on Friday, we'd left some onions in the studio. And we thought that Bob might be offended by this, but
obviously not.
But no. No, he brought in his own wine, cheese, stripy top.
Thank you to being here with me. You know, it's my first time on Radio 1. I love it, you know what? That was Supertramp, Goodbye Stranger, remixed by Pete Tong himself.
Supertramp?
Now, that his producer must have just put that in and told him he had to play that. Supertramp.
Supertramp.
Supertramp, hello.
Bonjour, Bob. I'm just cooking bœuf bourguignon avec a nice bottle of French vin rouge to wash it down.
Avec.
That's proper French, though.
Is it?
Avec, yeah.
Mm. People
people
texting in the word avec to 81119. I think they probably were.
Bonjour Bob, I'm just cooking bœuf bourguignon avec a nice bottle of French vin rouge to wash it down.
Now, you can listen again to this frankly brilliant show. It was Friday night on the official start to the weekend. Bob Sinclair in for Pete Tong, and just have a listen. Listen back and think to yourself, is he really French? You decide. Radio 1.
Is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.